B'tachin for Life, Shir 569, Thursday, Parashas Mishpatim. We are explaining that tikva is a lower energy, so to speak, of B'tachin. And again, we have to reiterate, that doesn't mean that there's something wrong with feeling tikva. If a person is able to feel tikva, he's a tzaddik. Tikva is a tremendous level. A person's able to not give up hope is beautiful. That's the source of the Yeshua. But the nature of tikva is more of a lower emotion, so to speak. You feel a low level of hope. We will explain, Be'ezer Hashem, a powerful emotion of betachin. Expectation, yearning, these are much more powerful levels of feelings of betachin. But tikva is a fundamental level in betachin. And in many areas, we maintain tikva. For example, we talk about Mashiach. We say, Ki lishuascha, ki vinu kalayayim. We are hopeful for Mashiach. We also say more powerful words when we refer to Mashiach. Achak eloi b'chayim shiyavei. I wait for Mashiach, and that's true, and we'll be'ez Hashem analyze that. But the purpose of tikva is to be comfortable with just hope. And if a person is in a difficult situation, and sometimes he can get fatigue from working hard on the higher levels of betachin, if, Rachmana Litzlan, he doesn't see the Yeshua right away. And tikva is a level that can be maintained, even in, Rachmana Litzlan, a prolonged situation. As we explain, either a more passive tikva, that you don't just give up hope, or a more positive tikva, that you actually feel hope. But that is the avodah of tikva, and it's an avodah. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants to see our tikva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect us to have constant feelings of the more powerful levels of betachin. Those are much more difficult to walk around the whole day expecting Yeshuas. It can get very difficult. Be'ez Hashem will explain how to do that. But it's much more difficult. Hope is much easier. We struggle with hope because we live in a generation that expects instant results. So it's difficult for us to be hopeful for something that we don't see an outcome. And therefore, adarabba, in our generation, if we're able to maintain prolonged hope, even if we don't see the Yeshua, that is the biggest reason that the Rebbeinu Shalom will send us the Yeshua. Because for us to constantly feel tikva is much more difficult than the earlier generations. Today, everything comes right away. And for you to feel tikva when you don't see the Yeshua right away is very difficult. But as we said many times, when you do something when it's difficult, that's where the Yeshua lies. The Yeshua lies specifically in tikva, even when it's being long. It's not just that a person shouldn't give up hope, even though it's long. When it's long, that is where the source of the Yeshua will come. If you can hold on, even though it's taking so long, then, Be'ezer Hashem, you will be zeicha to a Yeshua. In the schus of kavoi kivisi.